captains meeting in the middle of the field. Butler in their home blue jerseys with the gold numerals. No one is more thankful than we are that they're wearing those jerseys tonight.
And
Norwin in their road white jerseys with nice dark blue numerals. Butler wins the toss, and they will receive. So, Craig, they want to go on the offense right away.
All right. Well, you know what? The way they played that first half last week, the offense was really clicking there. They have a lot of confidence, and they want to get out here early and, hey, get some points on the board.
No question about it. A perfect night for football here. A breezy night. It's really cooled off, and wind's blowing pretty well from the east. So the tornado will start, they'll receive with the wind to their back here in quarter one, moving left to right. As heading out for the kickoff, Dan Klein, the senior, along with Luke Mihalik. This feels more like high school football weather.
It does.
Mentioned Dan Klein, too. He's we've called his name a few times here recently. And Carter Breen is the place kicker for Norwin. He is a junior. Tees it up at the 40-yard line. We should mention that Norwin will be without one of their leading rushers in Tevin Thrift. He is out with an elbow injury. And Javon Thrift, their cousins, they will they'll look to pick up the slack. But Toyota will be leery of him. But right now it's all offense as the run-up in the boot by Breen is in the air, and they'll pooch it. Taken by one of the upbacks at the 39 or 38-yard line.
That was Brandon Flager getting under the ball.
Yep, he did. Just did the right thing, Craig. Just kind of fell right to the turf.
Absolutely. You don't need to be a hero here early on. Many times when a ball is coming at you like that, you just want to get your gut instinct and run with it. But Brandon was very smart about it, good heads-up play. Just take the ball, get great field position, and give your offense a chance to roll out there with some smaller turf to face.
No doubt about it. First down and 10, Butler will move left to right, as I mentioned. They have the ball on the far hash as we look at it. They come out in that pistol formation with Luke Mihalik taking the snap. He'll hand the football off to the second man through, and that is John Mihalik, number four, his brother, the senior, with a couple of yards out to the 40-yard line. Gain of 2, second down and 8. Second down and 2, or second down and 8 for the Tornado from the 40. Again, the pistol formation, and again, the handoff to John Mihalik. He has room. He's tripped up, Craig. He had a little bit of a seam as he got around right tackle out to the 44-yard line. Boy, somebody got him around the ankles and saved a big gain.
Oh, he really had the legs pumping. It was exactly the same play that they had run the play before. This time he was able to get a little bit deeper into his running pattern. And like you say, if it wasn't just for a lucky hand getting out there, he'd probably still been running.
Third down and 4. Sam Dietrich, the only wideout here on this third down play. He's split to the far side on third down. They'll roll the bootleg. Luke Mihalik will run it, cut it up. He's at midfield into Norwin territory. First down and more, and he's gang-tackled at the Norwin 45 to the 44-yard line.
A beautiful play. You got to get that guy to the outside like that. That's something where Luke can really exploit his speed by getting to the edge. John did a nice job, his brother John, leading around the outside, sealing off the end, and Luke has had some really good room to run.
Gain of 10 for Luke Mihalik. First down Tornado in Norwin territory at the 44-yard line. Just underway from Butler High School. Brad Kopp, the only wideout. He's split to the near side. They'll hand a football off to John Mihalik. Up the middle he goes. Mihalik has a first down and more as he spun around at the 32-yard line and knocked down at the 31.
That's what you love to see. You know, he had the good offensive line push that time, coming right off the ball, getting established in the line of scrimmage there. Then I saw Jake Cradle getting down to that second level, what you got to see. You got to get those linebackers and those defensive secondary guys getting some bodies on them there. That's what you got to do to make those runs work.
13 yards for John Mihalik on the carry. First and 10 from the 31. Tornado driving right now into Norwin territory. Oh, high snap. Luke Mihalik does a good job of knocking it down and goes around the right end and gets positive yards across the 30 down to the 27-yard line.
For most players, that could have been a disastrous play. But when you have a speedy back like Luke Mihalik is, you know, and I know it was mentioned in the paper this week that he's not maybe the fastest guy in the 40, but he has incredible football speed. Laterally, you know, side to side, he can make things move, and then he can go from, like, first to fifth gear like that.
And he did there, no doubt. Second down at 6 from the 27-yard line. Again, caught the lone wide out to the far side this time. They'll turn and give it to John Mihalik. He goes around left guard, and John Mihalik is very near a first down as he's dropped at the just inside the 21. A gain of about 6 for John Mihalik on that play, and it's enough to move the sticks. First down, Tornado.
John's been really effective in his running tonight. I really like his vision. He's seeing what the defense is doing. He's reading the flow of the linebackers, and he's cutting it back just as they're committing to the hole.
First and 10, Butler at the Norwin 21-yard line. Luke Mihalik in the pistol, takes a snap, flag thrown, and this one will not get off. It'll be a false start on the Tornado, it appears.
And I got to say, something we've been doing all night here is we've been running that unbalanced line, that Army-Navy-type formation there where the tackle is right beside the center and you have two guards to one side. But it's been very effective because it's throwing that Norman defense off. They're really not knowing exactly where to line up. We're exploiting it early.
5-yard penalty puts back to the 26-yard line. Second down. Pardon me, first down and 15 now for Butler. And again, a keeper by Luke Mihalik. He'll try the left side, and this time the pursuit catches up to him. But he's knocked to the turf and did get some positive yards inside the 25 to the 24-yard line.
And those are very,
a couple.
Very hard-fought yards there.
Second down and 13 for Butler. First drive of the game. Sam Dietrich goes out to the far side. On second down, handoff John Mihalik. And this time John meets resistance. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage plus one to the 20-yard line. Gain of 4, and that'll bring up a third down and long. Third and 9 for Butler.
Oh, that's going to be one of those plays, though. He's going to see on film tomorrow, and he's going to realize if he just would have cut and just kept going to the sideline just a little bit more, a hair longer, he would have had a lot of open room. I mean, he's an aggressive runner, so obviously he's going to turn up, doesn't shy away from any contact, but that's one, if he could just bump that out there just a little bit, get that little bit of bubble movement to the outside, like I said, he may have even scored on that.
Ninth play of the drive coming up for the Tornado. Third down and 9. Luke Mihalik will turn. He'll keep it. Play action rolls out. Fires, catches made. Jake Tilko in the near flat. He's inside the 15, but short of the first down. Knocked down at the 14-yard line. And that's a gain of 6 on the pass play. Well designed by Butler, Craig. Just short of the sticks.
It really was, because I think Norman had no idea where the ball was. They're looking around. Luke Mihalik just pops right out of the pocket there, finds Tilko, and just, you know, gives him a nice little pass there.
And I believe the Tornado will go for it.
Looks
nope,
like
they're going to send out Emery Douthat for a field goal try. Yep, Douthat will put it down at the 21-yard line. So you're looking at a 31-yarder, low snap. Good hold. The kick is in the air, and it is wide left as he hooked it. And really, Luke Mihalik did a good job of getting that snap down, and but it may have upset the timing just a bit, Craig. And it seemed to go quick, too. They didn't really get set, it seemed.
I agree. Yeah, that whole series looked really ugly because, I mean, at the last second you're deciding you're going to kick the field goal. Then the next thing that happens, you're snapping the ball before you really have a chance to set up. They weren't burning the time off the 25-second clock, so, and plus we were on the far hash, So that's a tough angle to really make that kick.
So Norman takes over at their own 20, first down and 10. Jack Salafik handed off to Thrift, and he is free. And that is Javon Thrift out over the 35 to right there at the 35-yard line is where he's tripped up, and that's a big gain of 15 on first down.
Absolutely. And that's what you hate to see coming right off a missed field goal. And you don't want to shake the confidence of a young kicker and all, but,
yeah,
you know, with that, like I said, playing off the hash like that, that's a tough kick to make, actually that close in.
Jack Salafik, a sophomore, 6'2", 175-pounder in the shotgun. First down and 10 from the 36, looking to throw. Sideline pattern, catch is made at the 40, and driven out of bounds at the 45-yard line for Norwin is Bill Kirsten, a junior. And that is another first down for Norwin.
Boy, chewing up big chunks of yards. Two plays, two big first downs.
Gain of 11 on that pass play. First and 10 for the Knights. They'll send two wideouts in Zachary Begg and Gianna Rizzo, the team's leading receiver in the slot. Actually, they're going to put four in a pattern here on first down. Salafik, here comes a pressure. He will be sacked, dropped by the Tornado at the 37-yard line. Tilko in there first, it appears. Also getting him in there was Colton Frost.
And I'll tell you what, that was a perfect defensive formation because I was looking at time, and you could see Tilko kind of creeping up there a little bit. They had no tight end help on that side. And so I knew that either Colton was going to get back here or Tilko was going to get back here. One of the two is going to come free. And I'll tell you what, they both decided to meet back here and have a nice little sack party.
Loss of 8 on the play, second down and 18. Again, a couple of slot receivers and a couple of wideouts on this play. Salafik, little shuttle pass forward. Running with the football is Bill Kirsten. Up the middle he goes. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, Craig. Good recognition by the Tornado. Looked like he was going to break it, but they stop him well short of the first down.
Which is great because, yeah, we're in there aggressively, very quick, but they knew to try to slow us down, they got to do one of the little shuffle passes or you'll see screens, things like that in that type of situation. But excellent job by the defense, as you say, recognizing what was going on, getting back and making the tackle.
Brings up third down and 10 from the 46. 4:32 to go in the first, no score. The Knights of Norwin, first drive of the game. Salafik looking to throw. Far sideline. Catch is made. Short of the first down stick by Zachary Begg. And Butler will drive him out of bounds. And we'll see what the Knights want to do.
Tilko did a nice job. Like I said, that's a tough play to make, tackling in space like that, especially when a receiver has got momentum coming at you. And he just made sure he rode him out of bounds. Stop him well short of the first down.
7 yards on the pass play. Fourth down and 3, and the Knights appear to be punting. As Luke Mihalik will head back, and the punt is in the air. It's a high kick angled toward the sideline. It will take a Butler bounce, actually, and will be downed by Norwin at the 24-yard line. So decent field position for the Tornado and a good defensive stand, Craig, as Norwin was off and running with the first two offensive plays, but Butler's defense stiffened there.
And that's good. They got settled down there because, as we said, it's very deflating when you had that long drive, that initial drive there, and you chewed over 5-6 minutes off the clock, and all of a sudden you come away with nothing. So I think mentally they were down on those first two plays. But they got themselves back into the groove there, and like you said, did a great job for that defensive stance.
So Butler back out on the field. Their first drive ended in a missed field goal, and second drive just set to get going here. As on first down, Luke Mihalik went in under center and did a little quarterback keeper, like a draw play, actually, as Mihalik will get short yardage across the 25. He'll put the nose of the football at the 26, a gain of a couple.
Yeah, it looks like he just got his feet tangled up there just a little bit, enough to get his forward momentum, bringing him down.
Second down and 8. Sam Dietrich and Anthony Davidek now will go into the pattern near sideline. Ball just inside the far hash. Butler moving left to right on second down. Hand off to John Mihalik. Goes around right end. Puts his head down. Meets resistance at the 29-yard line. A gain of about three for John Mihalik, and that'll bring up a third down.
And he really did a great job in the backfield because there was a would-be tackler there, but he just kind of lowered the shoulder, got a push off there, a little bit of a stiff arm, bounced away from him, and was able to get some good positive yards.
Third down and five. Clock rolling, 3:04 to go here in the first. Brad Kopp sprints out to the far sideline. Sam Enslin getting into play there on the offensive line. A little reverse handoff to Mihalik, I believe, or is that Jake Tilko?
That was Tilko there.
Tilko. I saw the four, and he was spun around short of the first down was Jake at about the 32-yard line. Gain of three, and that'll bring up fourth down.
Just a tad of misdirection there, kind of a double reverse type looking move there, but I don't know if he got the ball really cleanly there because it looked like he was kind of working with it just enough to break his momentum and took him out of his stride.
So Jake Crater will punt to Bill Kirsten, who will stand at his 40-yard line for Norwin. Cradle, the Pitt recruit, is a lineman, high kick and a good kick. Ball will hit and will be downed immediately by John Mihalik at the Norwin 31-yard line, and that's where the Knights will head out in this scoreless game, our second offensive possession to come.
Well, as we said it many times, that these teams are very evenly balanced, and they're showing it here tonight.
Yeah, we expected a competitive football game here, and so far we're seeing it. As Norwin will, again, show two slot receivers and a couple of wideouts on first down with Javon Thrift, the sidecar, to Jack Salopik in the backfield. First down and 10. Hand off to Thrift. Up the middle he goes. Butler waits for him. He'll get a couple of yards. As Colton Frost, I believe, got him first, Craig.
Yes. Yep, he was there. He did a nice job working to the inside of the offensive tackle. Got in there in the seam and met him for a very small amount of yardage.
Yep, gain of two. Second down and eight. Salopik sprints from the sideline after getting a play. You better be in shape if your quarterback has to run to the sideline every time. I remember those days. Well, no, I don't. It's been so long. Second and eight from the 34. Ah, some movement. As the slot man out there, Kirsten, jumped ahead of the snap. False start on Norwin. We'll set him back 5 yards to the 29-yard line.
And that's great discipline by our defense. You know, you can see everybody kind of lurched a little bit, but stayed back on our side of the line of scrimmage. Did a very nice job. Changing the defensive front up there a little bit. They moved Cradle out to end, put Colton Frost in on defensive tackle.
See Darren Skidmore out there on right end on second down and 13. Salopik looking to throw. Far side, catch is made by Kirsten. And he is tackled by Luke Mihalik across the 35 to the 36, a gain of seven.
And we talked about that little change of formation in the defensive front, and they kind of did what we call a X-stunt, where the existing end, who was Cradle, comes in, he slams in tight, and then you have Frost that loops around the outside, tries to catch the tackle sleeping many times that happens, but quarterback did a great job getting the ball off early.
Salopik has a quick release. Pretty strong arm, too. Third down and seven. And he went up. Quarterback draw. Up the middle he goes. Butler slows him down. Salopik still on his feet at the 40. Short of the first down as he's tackled at the 42. About a yard short, it appears. Gain of six.
Boy, he was fighting, too.
Well, they're able to get some arms on him to slow him down. He was running pretty upright. And it'll be a fourth down, and Norwin, I believe, wants to talk about it as they'll burn their first timeouts of the evening. Oh, end of the quarter. Thank you. The Masked Avenger saves the day again. End of the quarter. Wow, that's a fast first quarter of play.
How about that?
No score, Butler, Norwin. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
Shoot in any weather, indoors, at Downrange Supply's new indoor range, 534 Evans City Road in Butler, across from Brankles. Downrange Supply is your headquarters for rifles, pistols, revolvers, ammo, and accessories. See the straight shooters at Downrange Supply for all your shooting needs and for a place to shoot indoors. Downrange is a Marcus Luttrell Team Never Quit Ammo distributor, and they are affiliated with Shaner Supplies for all your Class 3 needs. That's Downrange Supply, 534 Evans City Road in Butler. Call 724-482-6400.
You don't need a rocket to get to Mars or to get a mortgage. At Mars Bank, you can apply for a mortgage online. The difference is that if you need some help, you can connect via email, phone, or we'll meet with you in person. Convenience, award-winning service, and great rates from a local community bank. Right now, there are great rates on mortgages for purchase or refinance. Visit marsbank.com/norocket for rates, online application, and more. Mars Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
They're going for it.
Fourth down for Norwin. Ron Willison along with Craig Lucas. The second quarter getting underway. Fourth and one for the Knights. Butler showing blitz up the middle. Salopik, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Tried a hard count, looks like, Craig. Now put a man in motion. They're going to try to draw the tornado off. 10 seconds on the play clock, and now they're going to take a timeout, it appears. No, Salopik wants to call a play. It's a charade. And they'll take a delay of game penalty. Butler, great job of showing some discipline there, because they tried everything, didn't they?
Oh, you know your charade, so that's good.
I was never good at charades. You kidding me?
Oh, you were a second-team all-conference charade team in high school. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I have a banner in the gymnasium up here. You can't. Yeah, I'll let you know where it's at whenever we get a chance. Fourth down, and they will punt. Luke Mihalik awaits the kick. Good wobbly kick, actually, off the side of the foot. Let's wait and see the near side official where he marks it out of bounds. And, man, a great field position for Butler as he runs up to the 40-yard line.
That's great. Very good field position for the Tornado. I love the discipline, too. You know, you didn't give them anything cheap. Could have been a really easy first down for them, just drawing somebody offsides. But Tornado very disciplined defensively.
See if Butler now can put together a sustained drive. They went three and out on their last possession. And nine plays on their first possession and a missed field goal. First down and 10 for the Tornado. Luke Mihalik will go in under center on first down. John Mihalik in motion. Luke with a bootleg to the right. He'll keep it himself. He goes around right end. Luke Mihalik has hit hard. The ball is on the turf at the 45-yard line. It looks like Butler recovered it.
Yeah, they're calling second down here, so we're
they
good.
They are. Gain of five for Luke Mihalik, but almost disastrous.
Yeah, he really got upended there, kind of like almost a half helicopter spin. It was good to see that, you know, you have those offensive linemen that are, you know, got the head up and eyes open and seeing things like that. So, you'd hate to lose the ball right in this side of the 50.
No, no doubt about it. Butler, again, came out in that modified wing offense, and that's what they're going to go with here on second down and five. From the 45, and Butler now moving right to left as we see it. And they'll hand it off, a little double reverse. And Jake Tilko is wrapped up at the 45-yard line for no gain. And that will bring up a third down and five.
Now they're definitely stiffing that play out. That's twice that we've tried to run that.
Yeah.
That double reverse, and they're right there on it. I mean, Tilko had some big yards on that last week, so I'm sure they don't want to see something like that happen to them this week.
Passing situation for the Tornado, third down and five. They'll have a couple of wide receivers in the pattern on third down. Luke will roll to his left. Here comes the pressure. Mihalik is under pressure and will be sacked at the 40-yard line. And they'll actually knock him down at the 39. A loss of six on the play for Luke Mihalik. And, Craig, that was a play that Butler ran a few times last week. It looks like Norwin did their homework.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he had Logan Dubiak coming from the backfield there to provide some block, but he just couldn't get the outside of him there, and And unfortunately, when you're stuck in the middle, oh, everything's collapsing in on you.
Bill Kirsten awaits Jake Cradle's kick. He stands at the 30-yard line. Good snap. Oh, my. And it's almost blocked. Cradle will run with the football. Jake will get to the 36-yard line. Number 62, John Pikett for Norwin, went in unabated, Craig. And Jake really had no choice there but to run the football.
Yeah, it's that's a tough call because you've definitely lost some yards on that. And you'd almost just try to get the old rugby kick going with that.
Yeah.
That's about all you could do. But that's tough when you got lineman's gloves on and an elbow brace and things like that. It's tough to do that.
No question. So the Knights will take over at about the 36-yard line, first down. Salopek the throw on first down, looking for the deep ball. Man down the near sideline, incomplete, intended for Zachary Begg. Pretty good coverage there by Sam Dietrich. Pass was overthrown.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, you know what he likes to do. I mean, obviously he's comfortable throwing that deep ball like that, so I'm sure we're going to see some more of those. Dietrich did a nice job trying to stay with him there. He's a very speedy receiver.
Zachary Begg, senior, 6'1", 180 pounders. Sam Dietrich coming in at 5'8", so he had better be athletic, and somebody burned a timeout, did they?
Yes, Butler.
That would be Butler. And their first, I had to make sure it wasn't the end of the half. The way that first quarter ended. Hey, McDonald's of Butler is hiring, and they're looking for great people like you to join their team. And McDonald's, they believe a job, and there goes my sheet. It's windy up here. They believe a job is about seizing the opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. That's why a job at your local McDonald's not only works around your schedule, but can also help you every day by offering opportunities that will help you no matter where your career may take you. Interested in joining the team? Simply stop into your favorite Butler McDonald's location to apply or log on to McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. That's McDonaldsTAM.com and click careers. We thank the local McDonald's restaurants for being a sponsor of Butler High School football. Second down for Norwin. No score with 9:34 to go here in the second quarter. They have it at the Butler 36-yard line. Second down and 10. Salopek to throw. Quick hitter. And catch is made at the 30-yard line.
Nice job by Brandon Flieger and coverage out there.
And Dylan Kantz with the catch. And a gain of 6. Brings up third down and 4. And Salopek will be in the shotgun on third down with Javon Thrift, the sidecar to his right. Third down. Here comes the pressure. It's picked up. He'll move and fire to the end zone. The pass is in the air. Incomplete. Gianni Rizzo, the intended receiver, the team's leading receiver. Good coverage downfield. Tilko in the area along with Dietrich and others.
Absolutely, because you had J.R. Harold coming in there almost on a delayed blitz. Did a nice job disrupting, I believe, the rhythm of the throw. So he got a little bit loft on that ball, and it gave Tilko and a couple of the other defenders a chance to get around there and break it up.
Looked like he forced Salopek to kind of move the pocket a little bit. He skipped to his right to throw that football. Fourth down and 4. Let's see if again.
They're going for it.
Yep. And they're going to hand it off to Javon Thrift. And Thrift will be very close to the first down. It's going to depend on that spot as he's tackled at the 26-yard line. That was Ezekiel Hauser, number 25, with the run.
Oh, they're giving it to them.
Wow. And they've gotten it by the nose of the football.
Ooh. Because the initial signal coming from the linesman was Butler ball.
So they'll get a fresh set of downs with Norwin. And they'll keep this drive moving. First down and 10. Now for Norwin at the Butler 26-yard line. No score. 8:30 to go in the second quarter. Salopek will put the tight end in motion. Hand a football off, and up the middle goes Hauser. Ezekiel Hauser with good yardage as he took it right up the middle to the 22-yard line, gain of 4. John Ryland Harold with the tackle.
Yeah, exactly, as well as Nicholas Thazer was, I think, the initial tackler there. Didn't get much credit for it there, but he did a nice job disrupting things on the inside.
Second and 6. South Hall, the snap goes right past them, and it's loose on the turf at the 38-yard line, and Butler has it appears. Boy, that snap wasn't even close to the quarterback, and Butler will get the fumble recovery.
Well, you're not a kid. I think it bounced off the window up here before it landed on the field. Holy smokes, that was really obtuse. So,
Darren Skidmore with the fumble recovery.
And, that was perfect for him. He's a defensive end on that side, and he's just a scrapper and a hustler and did a nice job getting upfield there and seeing that ball bouncing around and got right on it. Great, great turnover for the Tornado.
So Butler will take over at their own 38-yard line and try to get the offense going here. First down and 10. Hand off to John Mihalik. He'll go over left tackle and has good yards. Almost breaks free as he's thrown to the turf at the 43-yard line, Craig. He gets past that. He's off to the races.
Oh, my God. He's out there turning and hitting and spinning. I tell you, it looked like Johnny E's fork working up the spaghetti out there. And so I see him coming out there, and I thought, honestly, he was going to break that. He was just a step away. You got to love that effort, though.
Gain of 5. Second down and 5. High snap, pulled down. Mihalik with the carry. John Mihalik again with the spin move. Still on his feet. First down out of her midfield into Norwin territory to the 49-yard line.
I tell you, he's doing an excellent job because a lot of time people won't go back to that spin move. And he's using it very effectively, and they just cannot wrap him up.
7 yards for John Mihalik. He's been used almost exclusively in the backfield here in this half. First and 10. Luke Mihalik with the option to the right. Keeps it himself. Has room. 45. He falls forward. And Luke Mihalik will be short of the first down. They'll put his knee down at the 42-yard line. But a gain of 7.
Did a nice job because you can tell now the defense is starting to focus in on number 4, not so much number 5. And when they did that, Luke just exploited it. Nice first down game.
Yep. 7 yards to the 42-yard line. Ball right in the middle of the field. Second down and 3.
That's what you want. Nice short yardage on that second and third down coming up. That's good stuff.
Mihalik turns, gives it to John Mihalik. Has a first down and more. He's at the 35 to the 34-yard line. Gain of 8.
And I got to say, you know, Samuel Enslin was down there, and he was doing a great job. Had the strong safety all tied up here because if John would have spun away from him, he would have been completely gone because you have your offensive tackle down there making the blocks you need to in the secondary.
Well, it moves the chains. First and 10 at the 34, 5:43 to go in the second quarter. No score. Butler driving. Have it at the 34-yard line of Norwin. First down. John Mihalik, the left side. He's inside the 30. Tackled at the 29-yard line. Another nice chunk of yards.
And that's what you want. You just want to keep just grinding it out there.
Javon Thrift with the tackle.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I'll take 5 yards a chunk every time.
Yep, and that's exactly what he got. 5 yards to the 29-yard line. Second down and 5. Keeper by Luke Mihalik. First down as he'll try over the right side. And he's tripped up and knocked to the turf at the 22-yard line. But that's a nice gain of 7 on the play for Luke Mihalik.
Absolutely. He would have been down at the 25, but he did a nice job getting his hand down there, using it like an extra support to spring himself forward for that extra 2-3 yards.
Well, the one thing, Craig, I've noticed, too, they're going with that first snap count. I mean, they're going with the first count. They're not wasting any time. It's like getting to the line and get the football.
And they're going more of that unbalanced line again that we saw early in the game. Had success with it, so you keep it going.
From the 22, Jake Tilko, the fullback, gets the carry. And that was that was Logan Dubiak, his first carry of the night. And Logan with a nice run on first down inside the 20.
And that's good, mixing it up.
17-yard line.
Gotta love mixing it up like that.
Logan Dubiak, his first carry of the night. Nice gain of 5. Second down and 5. Logan Dubiak, a senior. Keeper, Luke Mihalik, over the right side. He goes, cuts it back to the middle, has a first down inside the 10. And Luke Mihalik dropped at the 8-yard line.
And he really does an amazing job because he kind of disappears into the pile. You don't really know where he's going to pop out of there. And next thing you know, there he is, first down.
9 yards on the carry for Luke Mihalik. And a Butler Tornado now in the red zone for the first time tonight.
Oh, we've got to draw first blood here. Could have had it earlier, but we need it now.
First and goal from the 8. Dubiak and John Mihalik in the backfield. Luke Mihalik takes the snap, gives it to John Mihalik. Tries the middle, spins around, and will get short yardage, if any, at all. Actually, they'll mark him right at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
And there's a flag down.
And it's in the defensive backfield.
Well, Dubiak and number 25 were engaged, we'll say. And it had to be some sort of verbal confrontation. Just depends on who they heard saying what.
Maybe it'll be offsetting penalties. Personal foul against Butler. Ouch, 15 yards from that spot.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. When you are within the 10-yard line, you keep your mouth shut and you play the game. You know, because guess what? No words are going to change any actions on the field. Actions always speak louder than words.
And that puts the Butler Tornado back to the 23-yard line. Second down and goal from the 23 now. David Dick and Sam Dietrich, the wideouts, on second down and long.
Second and goal.
Yep. And a direct snap to John Mihalik, throws out to his brother Luke, and Luke will have nowhere to go as they tried a little trick play. And gain of a yard or two down to the 21.
Yeah, they're in a situation right here where obviously getting that big penalty has shaken their confidence, and it looks like they're fighting just to get in the middle of the field to set up a field goal.
True.
You know, because they can't be on that far hash again like they were in the first half.
And the ball
first quarter,
is.
Excuse me.
Yep, it is right in the middle of the turf. Third down and long. Third and goal from the 22. Luke Mihalik will take the snap, roll to his right, wants to throw, looking downfield, now will keep it and run. And it'll be actually hit inside the 20 and bounced backwards. I saw him go for it, Greg, and I saw him fly backwards. He must have got hit pretty hard. And I'll put him down at the 22-yard line, and actually will lose a yard on the play. And they're going to send out Douthit. Put him on the right hash again.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing because, yes, you're closer to the goalpost, but the problem is the angle that you have is very difficult. You know, if you're in the middle of the field kicking here, it's straight on. It's an easy thing. But when you are in that far hash, it's a really hard angle to come in, and that's cost them the last time.
And Norwin will take a timeout to preserve some time on the clock. A minute 54 left in this fast-moving first half of play, no score, and Emery Douthit will attempt. See, the ball's at the 22, 7 yards back to the 29, so a 39-yarder. We're going to find out what kind of leg this young man has. And I believe he's kicking into the wind here if he's going to attempt this.
That he is.
Yeah, as that wind is now kicking up a little bit again. 39-yard attempt from the right hash for Emery Douthit.
Take your time, guys.
Good snap, good hold, long kick, has a leg, and it is just again wide left.
Mm.
And the drive will stall there, but the big play there, Craig, was that penalty taken. It was at the 8-yard line, put him back to the 23, and that was really the undoing of that drive.
That is, because mentally, you just take everybody out of it. And you've gone from the 8-yard line back to the 25, and you've just essentially worked yourself out of the whole play. And we couldn't get anything going after that, so that kind of stuff can be corrected.
So Norman takes over at their own 20, first down and 10. They'll put 5 in the pattern on first down. Salopek fires over the middle, catch is made by Gianni Rizzo, and Rizzo is knocked down short of the first down at the 29-yard line, a gain of 9, though, and they'll go into the hurry-up offense. Second and 1. Salopek to throw again. And incomplete this time, and a flag will come in for interference intended for Tanner Queen, a sophomore receiver. But it appears as though pass interference will be the call, and it'll be a first down.
Kind of a close call out there.
And they'll penalize from the line of scrimmage. And that'll set the football out to the 44-yard line on a 15-yard penalty. No score. Latter stages of quarter two. Norwin has it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line, moving left to right. Jack Salopek in the shotgun. Looking to throw. Here comes the pressure. He'll step up into the pocket and run with the football, and he'll get dropped a yard short of the initial of the line of scrimmage. Knocked down at the 44-yard line. Tilko chased him down.
Did a great job with the pursuit there. Excellent job.
Actually, no gain on that play. And timeout taken by Butler, I believe. Norwin, thank you.
Yes.
So that will be their second timeout.
That is.
Stops the clock with a minute 20. Coming up at halftime, the MSA Sports Network presented by Trib Live, halftime at Shoe. As always, it's a brisk wind blowing here.
It definitely
thank
is.
Goodness for baseboard heating here at Butler. I love it.
My soda pop
is a little warm, though. I have it on top of the register here. You're questioning my motives.
Yeah, well, more mentality.
That's tasty. You ever have warm Coca-Cola? It's very good. Very soothing.
That's okay, bro.
Second down and 10. It's good for a sore throat. Salopek takes the snap. Here comes the pressure. He'll be flush from the pocket, throws on the run, catch is made by Rizzo as he came back for the football. He has a first down into Butler territory, and he's dragged to the turf at the 36-yard line, but a big gain for the Knights.
Just got out of the grasp of Colton Frost there, and then the slippery receiver got really nice yards after the catch there. Dang. Wow.
20 yards total. Down to the Butler 36. First down, Norwin. Here comes the pressure again. Some holding, it looked like, and his pass is incomplete. My goodness gracious. Darren Skidmore just dragged to the turf, but nothing called.
I mean, that was very obvious. That was very blatantly obvious. But Skidmore did a great job just fighting upfield. That's the one thing. You know, some guys, whenever they feel that holding, they'll kind of try to draw the penalty, but Skidmore did a great job getting upfield, but I'm sure the ref has seen that, and he's going to pay attention to it. So if he sees his jersey getting twisted and pulled around his ankles again, he'll finally throw the flag.
Second down and 10. Norwin again with 5 in the pattern. Salopek looking, flushed again from the pocket. He'll be dragged down at the line of scrimmage. Again, Colton Frost. It was at Tilko.
That was Frost.
That was Frost, and I tell you what, Craig, he showed some arm strength there because all he did was get an arm on Salopek and he knocked him to the turf.
That's it. Got to play aggressive.
Loss of a yard to the 37, third down. Again, Salopek flush from the pocket, and he will not be sacked, looking downfield, passes incomplete, intended for Kirsten. And Colton Frost nearly got him again. He's going to get one.
Oh, he's had five almost sacks tonight. Yeah, he's just one step, just one grasp away.
I tell you what, you got to give Jack Salopek a little credit. I mean, he's a pretty slippery quarterback and can get out into space, and he had a man downfield and just overthrew him.
Oh, exactly.
Looking for that open receiver, and timeout taken. Fourth down and 11, 28 seconds left. As Norman will take another timeout. Their third and final timeout. And I'm sure they just don't want to give Butler the football back with any time left. There's only 28 seconds. So they may fire. Well, they could fire for the end zone, too. Take one shot.
Right. Yeah, at this point, knowing that they're going to get the ball beginning of the second half there.
Yeah.
What do they got to lose? They're going to give the ball up anyhow. It's fourth down. That is if they don't get the first down.
So let's see what the Knights do. I do not know the field goal range of their kicker, Carter Breen.
But they're right in the middle of the field there, you know, just right in line with the goalpost, so.
Yeah, we'll see what they do. Knights taking their time getting out of the huddle. Now the official says wind the clock. Play clock rolling. Fourth down and 11 for Norwin. Salopek again flush from the pocket. Hey, throw the football. Incomplete. He got upended. Frost finally got a hold of him along with Jake Cradle, and now a flag comes in.
Yeah, they think they might call intentional grounding. He was trying to get rid of it there before Cradle and Frost, they were using that X stunt. And, again, used it very effectively that time. They bent him over like a sandwich, but got called for intentional grounding.
Yes, he did, and it's a loss of down. So, Butler, boy, they get a shot here, Craig. I mean, they're going to march it off from the 45-yard line, the spot of the foul. 5 yards from the spot of the foul down to the Norwin 40-yard line. There's 22 seconds left. How about that?
That's great. And considering we've got two timeouts left, too, to work with here.
Love to see him give Mr. Douthat one more shot here before, at least one more shot before the half.
Well, I think that's all he's going to get. So,
and the option pitch, and it's Jake Tilko. Jake Tilko has a first down to the 30-yard line. They'll burn a timeout quickly, stop the clock with 13 seconds left on an odd formation, Craig, as Luke Mihalik was lined up to the right side.
Well, the great thing about it pulled the whole defense essentially to the left side of the line, and so he was wide open on the right side.
And Tilko knocked down just shy of the first down at the 31, and Butler will take a quick timeout. They have one left. With 13 seconds to go, that'd be a pretty long field goal try from there. And they get a, Well, you got one timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Really got a shot that I would say, Douthat does have a pretty good leg. I mean, I'd like to see him get about five more yards and give him a try.
Yeah, I'd like to see him be able to take it from about the center of the field at him. You know, those hard angles he's been having to kick at, that's very difficult. Granted, a kicker, you got to kick, you know, but it hamstrings them to start with.
So second down and one. Ball is on that right hash on the far side. And again, Butler Woke, what would you call that, Craig?
Oh.
High snap, pitch again, and Tilko wants to throw it, throws it back to Luke Mihalik, and it's like the end of the game scramble going on. Luke running, and he'll go out of bounds with 1 second left. And what do they call it, the hook and lateral kind of play.
Yeah, that's one. If Coach Dunsmore had any hair in his head, he'd be pulling it out right now. Because, you know what, you got to know the situation. There are 13 seconds left. You get out there, nothing's open, you throw it away, you stop the clock, and you get your field goal kicker on the field, give him a legitimate shot at the center of the field. Now you've put it 8 yards back where it's not going to happen because you've ran it out of bounds.
Yeah, you're right. Coach is very animated on the sidelines.
Oh.
You called that one. He doesn't appear to be very happy.
No, I'm pulling my hair out for him. That's just,
So now you have nothing to lose here. You're just going to probably try a play very similar to that one. If not, just air it out and see what happens.
Well, the thing I like to see, they got Brandon Fleeger in the huddle there.
He can chuck it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to see him get up there and, you know, get both of them Halix out in a formation and let Brandon do his thing.
It looks like one Mihalik's going to stay in. That's Luke. He'll sprint out to the far side. John Mihalik went to the sideline. Brandon Fleeger will take the snap. Third down and long from the 38. Fleeger, straight drop. Waiting. He'll fire the Hail Mary. High pass in the air, and it will be tipped and intercepted. The ball is batted around, and finally Ezekiel Hauser for Norwin will haul it in. So an interception.
And a flag
down.
There's
a flag down at the 13-yard line. Let's see what that's all about.
If it's a defensive penalty, you can't end the quarter, or you can't end the half.
And the officials conferring at the 23-yard line.
If it's a pass interference,
could be.
We'll get one more shot.
Let's see. The line of scrimmage was the 38. Oh, on the return, a forward lateral, possibly on the return, yeah. That's the discussion here in the press box as to what it might be. There's a lot of talking going on here at the end of the half. We're awaiting the word. I don't think Brandon got all of that pass either.
No. I don't know if it slipped out of his hand because he has a gun. And he easily puts that thing through the end zone. But something happened. That ball just got out of his hand and just started to float.
Let's see what the official call is. Yep, that's what it is. Illegal forward pass. It'll be declined, and that'll be the end of the quarter. So no score, lots of action. Neither team able to dent the scoreboard. We'll take a timeout. And this is Brother Football at 1050 AM at WBET.com.